Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, every year, a council of prophets come together, quite a few of them, and they let Cindy Jacobs be the speaker for the group. And a lot of things are shared during that time, and we'll make that related to you. But this is Cindy Jacobs sharing the word for 2016. This is a prophetic word they believe the Lord has given them for 2016. It's going to really encourage you. Let's take a look.
Were you ready to hear the word about the tide turning? Come on, are you ready? Come on, let's shout unto God a little bit. 2016, the year the tide turned. As we met, actually, in this facility of Trinity Church, we're giving this message from Cedar Hill, Dallas, which is South Dallas. We met with a roundtable of prophets in this church, and the transcript was 105 pages. And, I mean, Gabriel started playing, and they started prophesying, and, you know, some are here that were at the meeting. I think about 8 hours later, it was amazing what happened. And the word of the Lord was so good, I'm going to include some of that in this report. But actually, Mike had this scripture, and it's, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord and his glory from the rising of the sun." Now, listen to this. "When the enemy comes in like a flood." Now, don't be surprised if the enemy comes in like a flood. He's just doing his evil job. I mean, he's going to be true to his nature. He's mean. He's the father of lies. He hates you. Don't think he's ever going to like you. Don't think you can declare détente and say, "Oh, Mr. Devil, I'm not going to bother you, so don't you ever bother me." You know, forget that mess. You are the enemy. Amen? But he is the enemy. But listen to this word. When the enemy comes in like a flood, get excited. Because something supernatural is getting ready to happen. "The Spirit of the Lord will," not might, "raise up a standard against him." How I love that. I tell you what, I looked up, what does change the tide mean, the tide turning? It means to change the direction completely or reverse the direction or a divine reversal. I mean, what does that mean? You're in a place where you can't find a job. You're in a place where, you know, everything bad is happening and you're fighting sickness and you're fighting disease or whatever it is. And all of a sudden there's a suddenly, say suddenly. All of a sudden there's a suddenly and it turns in your favor. I tell you what, that's what's going to happen. That's what it's going to be an amazing year. I think you can almost say we're tag teaming on last year, you know. So this is very important. Satan wants to destroy you. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. What does that word abundantly mean? Well, you look it up in the Greek, and it means like mega abundance. I'm going to give you a little prophetic synopsis of what some of the prophets said. We're still working through this just a little bit, but this is a year when angel armies are being released to see the purposes of God revealed. Angels are going to be very near to us. And I have a lot of angel stories. I wrote my book, Supernatural Life, a lot of those stories, even angels over nations. And the next is, there are God's leaders who will connect on a global scale to see the kingdom of God manifest in each mountain of society. Something is happening worldwide. It's not just a local level thing. God is bringing together leaders from every part of society. They will begin to emerge in the leaderships of their nations. This will especially happen in the area of biblical economics, and kingdom solutions will be infused into what we call sheep states and sheep nations, which means those that are aligned with God. Those will align with Israel and so forth like that. We're going to see whole nations turn around. We're going to see leaders rise up that understand biblical economics. In Reformation Manifesto, one of my books, I have a chapter on biblical economics. And I want to tell you something. The economy, the economic plans in this nation that God gave the children when they came out of Egypt still work today, the children of Israel, when they come out. God's going to show that he is the Lord of the nations. God is dealing with OPEC and will continue to do so. In the future, the oil production will open up in the U.S. while God allows financial shaking to oil-rich Middle Eastern nations. There is a flood of violence that Satan wants to unleash in many parts of the U.S. and the world. But the angel armies of God are waiting to restrain them if God's people will do their part in standing in the gap. I talked to a man recently who has been in some briefings against terrorism, and he said, you do not know how many terrorist attacks have been averted. You have no idea. I mean, even things nobody says, but your prayers are really working, and we were excited about that. God has his people in the church who will not bow their knees at the altar of political correctness, who will come into new levels of authority. Extraordinary miracles will break out as God reveals his greatness to the nations. We are in the beginning stages of a great awakening. This is the day of Philip the Evangelist, and revivalists like David Wilkerson and Nikki Cruz are going to burst on the scene of college campuses and high school, elementary schools. God is going to school. We are no longer waiting for a Jesus people movement. We are in a Jesus people movement. For the nation of the United States, we are at the beginning stages of a great awakening. And the Lord said not once, but several times, there is a patriot that God has waiting to put at the top position, the president of this nation. If God's people pray, he's gonna have a plan, because God didn't tell us which one. We ask him. But God is going to put someone at the top of this nation that's going to turn us around. There's going to be a reformer. He has a reformer ready that's going to reform systems. There are things in this nation that need to be pruned, need to be changed, and both parties are not right with God and not right what they should do. And we can say that whether we're Democrats or Republicans, all of us, I could say, probably are a bit ticked off at some of the things we see. But God is bringing a people who will not bow their knees, and it doesn't matter what the label is. And the Lord also says that it's time for people to vote their values. Vote your values, and God is going to do it. He's going to bring this nation into place. We're at a tipping point. We're at a tipping point. 2016 is a tipping point year, whether we're either going to go on to a great, great nation or we're going to crumble. We've already lost our place. I travel around the world. We've already lost our place as a leader in the nations, and you cannot believe what other nations say about America now. It's very, very sad, you know, what is happening. But God can bring up a new people that balance righteousness and justice. And I want to tell you something. There are justice movements, especially for the poor. And God's going to see that whoever is put in prison, as we pray, will have a passion for the poor. I tell you, we've got to see it in a way, and there will be economic principles behind it that are biblical, that will bring the nation into alignment. You know, God is not a donkey and he's not an elephant. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And this cannot be a partisan thing. We have got to all stand and fight and believe. Amen. Will you stand on your feet?
Wow. Is that exciting or what? A tipping point. I mean, think about it. This is so exciting. This is not just coming from Cindy Jacobs. This is coming from a council of prophets who got together and tried to hear and put their words together. And we'll make what we have, the whole thing, available to you on the VFN Torch. But this is the tipping year. I would encourage you to get involved. Don't sit back and be a spectator anymore. You know, get involved as a Christian, you know, in the church, you know, functioning as, do everything that Jesus said, do, be discipled in the Lord, but also get involved as a Christian citizen in the nation to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to vote my values. I'm going to pray, seek God. I'm going to really study whoever these people are that are running for office. This is a deciding year, and you want to be found active on the history of America, because I'm telling you, this thing can go one way or can go the other, and we're believing God for a great awakening and a revival, but that's us waking up, you know, an awakening up and going after God. So exciting.
Yes.
If you missed it, right before the break, we had a prophetic word that was shared by Cindy Jacobs, but gathered by many, a council of prophets, mm-hmm. that come together once a year.
Roundtable.
a round table, and it had to be a big round table.
Yeah, I bet it
they
was.
They said they transcribed it. It was like 800 pages or 100. Something.
100.
Was it 100?
Oh, yeah, 125, I think she said.
125. Think about that. 125 pages. If that's mine, that's not much because I had double space, big font, and all that. But you're thinking about, man, this is an exciting year. So many, you look, if you read stories of those in the Word, mm-hmm. in the Bible, and you just look at society, so many people get overcome with fear. They get overcome with fear, and before they're even defeated, they have a defeated mentality. I mean, over and over again, I mean, you look at some of the things, you know, we had in a previous program where in Israel, they're celebrating about a victory they had in a particular region, because what the Jews did when the Arabs were coming in to assault them, mm-hmm. they had this noise-making device, you know, that made such loud noise, it just freaked out the Arabs, and they just started running. But it was just a noise.
Yeah.
And you look what happened over and over again, just the fear hits people, and they just get paralyzed. You know, just petrified. You know what I'm saying? Petrified. You know, when things happen, you know what I mean?
Don't
talk about.
I don't know what you mean.
We'll just talk to somebody else about that.
Maybe.
So, but you have to understand, you haven't lost yet. You're just fearing you're going to lose. Mm. So what you do is get rid of the fear, and realize, you know, if you do lose, let it be said that you let it be said of our generation, as Ronald Reagan said, that we fought to the last moment, that we stood for what was right, that we did everything that we can do. With all our flawedness, we still stand up and we say, you know what? I mean, look at all the games. The most exciting sports games are those games that go to the very end and you don't know who's going to win.
Yes.
And people talk about those games forever. But what happens if people just gave up? And they just say, well, you know, it's only 2 minutes left. You know, there's no way we could win this ball game. Mm. And it is the 2 minute warning. I meant, well, you know, God specifically said this is the 2 minute warning. She said this is the tipping point for America. That's the word again and again and again. But it means we haven't yet been defeated. We can stand up.
That's right.
We can stand up and we can do what's right. And what happens is, it's sort of like the Moravians when they sent out their missionaries. They didn't think this one missionary was going to resolve everything. But that one missionary would be sent out. They would go out and they would stay as long as they could. Quite often they would lose their life and they would send another one out. But both of those missionaries won the same reward in heaven. God saw the whole body of Christ, the kingdom advancing. It's not about our kingdom advancing.
Yes.
It's not about America advancing. It's about the kingdom of God advancing. And so this is it. I mean, this is when you say.
The year the tide turns. Talk about exciting.
This is the year the tide turns. This is when the coach pulls you over to the side and gives you some pep talk and says, you know, when I was little and I had a bent leg, you know, and my dog had one of the bent legs.
This is the last part.
Oh,
last part.
And they tell this story and everybody goes, we got to win this for the gift, you know, or something. And they go out there and this God's telling us, you know, you got a chance to win this game.
Yeah.
You know, if you'll wake up, if you'll turn back to God and do what we're called to do. And we can. I mean, God has all these blessings in store and what he wants to do. I mean, the kingdom of God is going to stand no matter what. But will America stand? Well, if the church doesn't rise up and take its place in America, but God has a powerful, powerful move of God coming, outpouring. That we've seen it in waves. We've seen it in floods. We've seen it in so many different things. So make sure you join us in our next program, because we'll be talking about a wave of revival coming to America. And it just so agrees with some of the things that we've seen. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God does something. He lifts a standard up and begins to change things and do things.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.